101X News.
It's 11 degrees and cloudy at 4 o'clock from the QNET newsroom. Good afternoon, I'm Deanna Fraser. Around 40 people attended an International Women's Day march in downtown Belleville yesterday. Afterward, they gathered to listen to a guest speaker tell her story. QNET's Stephanie Clue has more.
A warm welcome greets guest speaker Samra Safar. Safar was at the library to speak about her own experiences of struggle and oppression and how she overcame them. Originally from Pakistan, she grew up in Abu Dhabi. She first came to Canada when she was 16 years old.
I arrived here, 16-year-old, strange country, strange people, no family, with only one dream in my eyes, one hope that I'll get to go to university and get an education.
But school cost money. Unable to go out and get a job, Safar started tutoring and babysitting from her home. Eventually, she was able to save enough money for school.
It took me 2 years to save enough to pay my first year tuition, applied again to U of T for the fourth time, got my admission offer, and this time I said I'm going.
Safar's husband told her she shouldn't go to school, but she never gave up on herself or her dream of an education.
There were times when I thought that maybe I'm doing the wrong thing, that I'm just, you know, committing some kind of a crime by even going to school, but I stood my ground. And finally that day came when I was sitting in my first lecture at U of T.
Safar is soon to launch her own organization dedicated to helping women get out of abusive relationships. Stephanie Clue, QNET News, Belleville.
The warm weather this week has drivers thinking about taking off their winter tires. Liburn Petit is a service advisor at Jiffy Auto Service in Kingston. He says people have already started taking off their winter tires, but he says it might be a little too early.
As a general rule of thumb, recommend you probably at about starting, you know, at the 1st of April.
Jiffy Auto Service had customers start to come in late last week. A local film festival is getting support from Quinte West Council. Nick Ogden has the story.
We want to continue to work with. Right. We want to be able to do something here that is manageable for us. And as you say, hopefully we start with something that will grow.
These are exactly the words Jacob Cote was hoping to hear when he presented to Quinte West Council Monday night. Cote, who was a part-time professor at Loyalist College, started the Hollywood North Film Festival last year. He wasn't at council to ask for money. Instead, he was just looking to be recognized. The festival is entering its second year, and Cote says that support from council will only help benefit the festival and Quinte West.
It's going to make things a bit easier for us, working with the tourism and the economic offices, because there is an economic spin-off of having a festival like Hollywood North here. When people are done seeing the films, they're hungry. They have to go eat somewhere, and they might do some shopping, or they're going to stay in our hotels in the area. So it works in that sense.
Cote says he is hoping to begin looking at adding venues to increase attendance in future years. Right now, the festival covers all genre of film and uses theaters in Trenton, Belleville, and Picton to showcase each movie.
Having more venues means you can show films more than once, so if somebody's not able to catch something. It's part of growing the festival, having more venues and having more options for people to catch films and see them.
The Hollywood North Film Festival will begin July 15th and end on July 7th. 17th. Nick Ogden, QNET News, Belleville.
Paul McCartney says Beatles producer George Martin was the true fifth Beatle and like a second father to him. McCartney paid tribute to Martin, who transformed the Beatles from a club band into musical revolutionaries. The longtime producer died peacefully at age 90. U.S. presidential hopeful Donald Trump says he may well be on his way to winning the election in November.
Ladies and gentlemen, the next president of the United States, Mr. Donald J. Trump.
Fresh from his victories in Republican voting contests in Michigan, Mississippi, and Hawaii, Donald Trump rallied supporters in Florida.
There's only one person did well tonight, Donald Trump, I will tell you.
He called on mainstream Republicans to stop fighting his candidacy and told the Today Show,
"We have something that if we could embrace it, we're going to have a massive victory in November. We're going to have a massive victory."
He says he thinks the attacks on him are helping him. I'm Rita Foley.
Prime Minister Justin Trudeau arrives at Washington's Andrews Air Force Base later this afternoon for a three-day visit to the U.S. Capitol. Tomorrow, he meets with President Barack Obama and attends a White House state dinner. The two leaders are expected to discuss climate change and a border initiative that could ease choke points at the actual border and speed up travel. Human rights groups want answers after another immigration detainee has died while in custody. Authorities say the latest fatality occurred at the Toronto East Detention Center on Monday. Canada Border Services Agency has refused to comment on the identity of the prisoner or how the person died. Rights groups say the death and secrecy from the border agency are unacceptable. A new Democrat MPP says parents who have lost a child need more than 10 days to grieve before having to return to work. Under the Employment Standards Act, parents are entitled to up to 37 weeks of unpaid leave from work to care for a critically ill child, but only an additional 10 days if the child dies. Peter Tabins is introducing a private member's bill to change that.
What people have experienced is that 10 days is not actually adequate to deal with the impact of the loss and the death. And so this would allow those parents to have the length of time they need to deal with the grieving process.
Jonathan's law would allow parents who have lost a child to have up to 52 weeks of leave from work. That's QNET News on 91X to 407. Sports is next.
No need to watch award shows this year to get your fix of stars. Just visit Mark's No Frills, where the all-new Guiding Stars program makes eating healthier a breeze. No more frustration due to small print nutritional facts to find out what's good and what's not. Simply look for the stars on the package. For more information on the Guiding Stars program, visit guidingstars.ca. Be sure to ask about PC points as well. Mark's No Frills, 211 Bell Boulevard, Belleville. And remember, as Mark's No Frills, our prices won't be beat.
Good afternoon, I'm Rebecca Bartlett with QNET Sports. Team Canada's playoff chances have taken a significant hit at the Tim Hortons Brier. The Pat Simmons rink dropped a 7-3 decision to Brad Gishu of Newfoundland and Labrador in today's early draw at TD Place. Canada fell to 4-4 with the loss, while Gishu improved to 6-1. Northern Ontario's Brad Jacobs, who did not play in the morning session, is in first place at 6-0. Simmons must now treat his three remaining round-robin contests as must-win games. Round-robin play continues through Friday morning. The top four teams in the 12-team field will qualify for the Page playoff. The San Diego Chargers say they've agreed to a 2-year contract with their star tight end, Antonio Gates. He is the Chargers' franchise leader with 844 catches, 10,644 yards receiving, and 104 touchdown catches. Also in the NFL, the New York Giants are set to sign a top free agent cornerback, Janoris Jenkins, to a long-term contract. Jenkins expects to sign a 5-year deal worth about $60 million when NFL free agency begins this afternoon. Jenkins has 10 interceptions and 35 pass breakups since 2012. The Toronto Maple Leafs try to end a 6-game winless streak tonight when they host the New York Islanders in one of 6 NHL games. The Islanders say their goaltender is questionable for tonight's game with a lower body injury. Also tonight, Calgary hosts the streaking Nashville Predators. The Toronto Raptors are just 2 games back of the first-place Cleveland Cavaliers in the Eastern Conference standings after a 104-99 victory over the Brooklyn Nets last night. DeMar DeRozan scored 25 points, and Kyle Lowry added 23 points and 9 assists. Nets center Brooke Lopez says the Nets let the game get away from them in the second half.
We had a good showing. You know, unfortunately, that they made that huge run, and we weren't able to claw quite back into it. But we have to have that intensity night in, night out, you know, whoever we're playing against.
The Raptors have a day off before they take on the Atlanta Hawks at the Air Canada Center. In the NBA tonight, there are 6 games on the schedule, including the Memphis Grizzlies are in Boston to take on the Celtics, the Charlotte Hornets host the New Orleans Pelicans, and the New York Knicks travel to Phoenix to take on the Suns. The former head of the World Anti-Doping Agency says Maria Sharapova was guilty of willful negligence for using meldonium. Montreal lawyer Dick Pound says Sharapova could face a ban of up to 4 years following her positive test for the drug at the Australian Open in January. Meldonium is a Latvian manufactured drug designed to treat heart conditions, which was added to the World Anti-Doping Agency banned list on January 1st after authorities noticed widespread use of the substances among athletes. Sharapova said she had been using the drug for 10 years for various medical issues. She said she didn't realize that it had been banned this year. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. Here's Deanna Fraser with the weather.
The forecast for Belleville, tonight mainly cloudy with 40% chance of rain or drizzle with a low of 7. Tomorrow cloudy, periods of rain beginning early in the morning and ending late in the afternoon, high of 11. Friday, sunny with a high of 9. At 4:11, it's 11 degrees. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Deanna Fraser, QNET News. News on 91X, next at 5.